regarding the Hazara of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. It's a very important Musaf because of the tiki'ot that are blown during the Hazara over the Malchuyot and the Zichronot and the Shofarot. Some say that those are the main tiki'ot, even more important than the tiki'ot that we blow in the silent Amidah. Therefore, the tiki'ot were established over the specific berachot. Therefore, it is incumbent to listen to the Hazara in order that you hear the berachot, and therefore, when the shofar is blown, it's blown in the right spot. But if a person is not following in the Hazara, or he's talking, or he's learning, which he shouldn't be doing during the Hazara, especially at Musaf Rosh Hashanah, so now he's just hearing the shofarot, but it's not in the berachot because he wasn't listening. So therefore the halakha says that it's very important, like I'm reading from the Sefer Ner Litzion on page Resamich Bet, Hazrat HaShas Yedakdek Veshum'a Mitchila Ve'ad Sof Shebezeh Yavu HaTikiot Al Seder HaBerachot. By listening to it, so then the tikiot are in the right spot. Ve'lo Yilmad, don't learn, because Shekech Lo Yasiyah, so you don't talk during the Amidah. The Gadol Avono Nineso, like Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet Seif Zayin, and the Ben Ishchayim Parashat Teruma, that the talking during the Hazara is not just an Avon. Gadol Avono Nineso, the sin is too heavy to bear. Rak Yasidur Patuach Lefanav, he has Sidur open in front of him. They have beat more. Unitkaven Latzet Hazrat Hashas. Asher Gadla Ma'alata Al Tefilat Al-Lachash. As we know already, the Ben Ish Chai taught that the Hazara is on a higher level than the Lachash. And nobody would dream to talk during the silent Amidah. The Hazara is higher than the Lachash. So therefore one has to be very careful not to talk. V'yichaven Ba'aniyat Baruchu Baruch Shemo and Aniyat Amen. We cannot underestimate the importance of answering Baruchu Baruch Shemo and Amen. We have over here a piece from the Peli Yoetz that he brings to the Zohar Kadosh. Demi she'eno mashgiach la'anot, those that are not careful to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo Amen, onshim oto b'geinam b'madurach tachton, his punishment is in Geinam in the lower level. Umi she'eno mitkaven ne'emar ubozai yikalu la'ayen sham od. He says further, she'ilu ayu yodim ha'olam, if the people would only realize Godel HaTzachad, the great reward of answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo and Amen to a Berakah, Hayurudfim La'anot, they would run to hear a Berakah so they could answer V'sasim Al Aniyah Achad Kemotze Shalal Rav, and they would be thrilled on even answering one Amen like they found a great treasure.